Welcome to episode 941 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week we turn to the 8th book in the New Testament and the 47th book in the Bible in our multi-year study of Jesus in every book of the Bible. Today we open the pages of the Apostle Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, an important city in the history of early Christianity. After writing 1 Corinthians, Paul made what he refers to as a painful visit to Corinth. This visit did not go well. Paul encountered significant opposition and challenges to his authority within the Corinthian community, which caused him considerable distress. That opposition came primarily from individuals within the Corinthian church who had aligned themselves with false apostles and teachers. These opponents challenged Paul's apostolic authority, questioning his qualifications and contrasting him unfavorably with more charismatic leaders who had come to Corinth. The basis of this opposition was multifaceted. Firstly, there was a faction within the church that preferred the eloquent and impressive speech of new leaders, who likely preached a different version of the gospel, which emphasized personal prowess and rhetorical skills over the message of the cross that Paul preached. Secondly, there was a personal dimension to the opposition. Some accused Paul of being unimpressive and lacking in the qualities that they expected of a true apostle. This criticism was rooted in a misunderstanding of what constituted true apostolic ministry, which Paul emphasized was about weakness and suffering for Christ's sake rather than glorious self-presentation. Following this difficult visit, Paul wrote a severe and sorrowful letter to the Corinthians, which is lost to history but referenced in 2 Corinthians, likely what is sometimes referred to as the tearful letter or severe letter. The absence of direct references to this severe letter in other early Christian writings suggests that it may have been overshadowed by other epistles that were circulated and preserved as part of the Christian canon. From what we can piece together from 2 Corinthians, the severe letter addressed specific issues and individuals who were causing division and questioning Paul's apostolic authority. Paul sent this letter with Titus, hoping to correct the wrongs and restore his relationship with the church. Titus was a Greek Christian who is often mentioned as a companion and close associate of Paul in the New Testament. After delivering the letter, Titus met with Paul and reported back on the situation in Corinth. The news was mixed, but largely positive. Many in the Corinthian church had repented and longed to see Paul again, though some opposition remained. This report relieved Paul and prompted him to write 2 Corinthians in response. In 2 Corinthians, Paul expresses relief and joy that the church had mostly received his severe letter positively and had shown regret and repentance. However, he also continues to defend his apostolic authority against the remaining detractors. Paul passionately articulates his qualifications as an apostle and his deep care for the church, contrasting his genuine, self-sacrificial approach to ministry with the self-serving motives of the false apostles who were influencing the church against him. Paul writes 2 Corinthians in part to prepare the church for another visit he plans to make. He discusses the collection for the Jerusalem church, urging the Corinthians to fulfill their commitment to help the believers in Jerusalem, thereby showing the unity of the global church and validating their repentance and renewal in commitment to the gospel. This period between the two letters was crucial for shaping the Corinthian church's future, addressing doctrinal corrections, deepening their understanding of genuine Christian leadership, and strengthening Paul's relationship with a key church in his ministry. Paul's painful visit and the severe letter he later sent demonstrate the importance of addressing issues directly, even when it is uncomfortable. Confronting problems head-on, with the goal of healing and restoration, is vital in any community, especially within the church. This teaches us that avoidance of conflict for the sake of false peace can often lead to greater issues, while truthful confrontation, done in love, can lead to growth and healing. The opposition Paul faced was partly due to his lack of the charismatic traits favored by some within the Corinthian church. His response highlights the Christian view that leadership is not about personal charisma or eloquence, but about humility, service, and faithfulness to the gospel. Paul's example encourages leaders to focus on substance over style and service over self-promotion. Paul's defense of his apostolic authority, particularly his discussion of suffering and weakness as marks of true apostleship, flips conventional wisdom on its head. This paradox of strength and weakness is a central theme in Christian theology and offers a powerful countercultural message that true power is often found in vulnerability, suffering, and the capacity to endure adversity for the sake of others. The Corinthians' positive response to Paul's severe letter and his joyful reaction to their repentance underscore the importance of forgiveness and reconciliation in Christian communities. This situation shows the transformative power of repentance and forgiveness and the role they play in restoring relationships and fostering unity. The conflict also highlights the need for discernment in distinguishing true gospel teaching from false teachings that may appear more appealing or sophisticated. Paul's ordeal is a reminder to the faithful to anchor their beliefs and teachings in the scriptures and the apostolic tradition, not in the changing tides of cultural preferences or eloquent rhetoric. These lessons emphasize the timeless relevance of Paul's experiences and teachings, urging believers to apply these principles in their personal lives and communities to foster deeper relationships, grounded in truth, humility, and love. 1 Corinthians provides a unique glimpse into the beginnings of Christianity. We observe the faith flourishing and expanding into Corinth, one of the major cities of the ancient world. In this epistle, Paul endeavors to prepare the early Christian converts to uphold the gospel amid the cosmopolitan Corinthian culture. He aims for them to develop a strong Christian identity that can withstand societal pressures. As we delve into 2 Corinthians, we not only encounter Paul's logical and passionate arguments for the gospel, but also gain insights into his personal experiences. This letter reveals a more intimate side of Paul, displaying his vulnerabilities amidst his courage and leadership. While 1 Corinthians offers a window into the Corinthian community situation, 2 Corinthians provides a profound look into Paul's personal struggles and concerns. Though it might seem that Paul's specific disputes with the Corinthians are distant from today's issues, the essence of the letter centers around the fundamentals of ministry. In studying this letter, we're reminded of the relevance of Paul's experiences to our own efforts in spreading the gospel worldwide. From Paul's narrative in 2 Corinthians, we can draw valuable lessons for enhancing our ministries, understanding the essence of serving in Christ's name, building a ministry grounded in the cross and resurrection, recognizing the attributes of effective ministry, and transforming our weaknesses into strengths within our ministerial work. By reinterpreting 2 Corinthians with this focus, we can connect more deeply with Paul's experiences, gaining inspiration for our own roles in Christian ministry. As we engage with this text, Paul's motivations and challenges become more tangible and relatable, motivating us to join in the profound and exhilarating task of Christian service. As we explore 2 Corinthians and the profound lessons embedded within Paul's correspondence with the church at Corinth, we are reminded of the resilience and depth of Christian ministry. Paul's candid sharing of his struggles and triumphs invites us to consider our own paths in faith, highlighting the importance of authenticity, humility, and the transformative power of grace in our lives. This journey through Paul's letters not only connects us with the historical roots of our faith, but also challenges us to carry forward the mission of love and reconciliation in our own communities. Father, thank you for the wisdom and guidance you provided through Paul's letters to the Corinthians. Help us to embrace our weaknesses as strengths in your hands and to seek reconciliation and unity within our communities through your grace. May we always rely on your Spirit to lead us in truth and love as we continue to serve and honor you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.